Hello, and welcome to another new Pixel Recess. Right now, I'm in lovely New York City in a hotel room that Yahoo put me up in. They told me they wanted to interview me about photography, but I really believe that they want me to critique their new logo. So anyway, at 3 o'clock today, they will be putting me in front of a video camera and asking me about my absurd photos and why I dress up like a superhero or make myself look really huge in an office or really small on a desk or whatever. So, good times. The moral of the story is sometimes strange things happen in life. And if a large internet company offers to fly you out and put you in a hotel to ask you about something that isn't your career and you don't make money off of, sometimes you just do it because, free trip. But enough about me. Let's get to the task at hand. On today's show, we have the inventor of the fart cannon and internet astronaut, Bradley Frost. Today's show is brought to you by $10 bottles of water and elevators made for one person. Let's jump right into this interview.
You were what?
Launching a new website.
Oh, of course. So you do that every 15 minutes, something like that?
Something like that.
Well, you know. Yeah, Jay told me you guys are into bulldogs.
I wouldn't say we're into bulldogs.
Well, yeah, that sounds...
That implies
stuff and things.
Yeah.
You're around bulldogs. How about that?
Yeah, we could say that. I have a bulldog and I love him to death.
I'd imagine a bulldog farts a lot.
No, that's totally true. We have to flip him around on the bed. He'll sleep in between us and we're now we get his fart cannon out of the way of our face, so we have to flip him around. This isn't being recorded.
Oh, isn't it? Yeah, it totally is.
Good. Fart cannon needs to be on your podcast.
Fart cannon needs to be something. I mean, maybe it should be a t-shirt. I mean, that's sort of what a t-shirt cannon is. You just put smells in it. Have you ever listened to the show? Do you know what's going to come at you?
I sort of just did.
Liar.
No, I promise you. I spent 10 minutes, so yeah.
Oh, then you listen to all of the shows because they're pretty short. So first, congratulations on the launch of EW. Now the question, what is the over-under on the number of months before it's totally redesigned?
I'd give it a year. No, 2 years maybe. I don't know.
Are you teaching advanced classes to the average user on how to resize their browser window?
Yes, I have to explain it to my mom pretty frequently. Mom, look at the site I did. Okay, what you're going to want to do is go into that bottom corner, start resizing.
And then she gets freaked out. What happened? What just happened? Oh, what is going on? You're like, it's magic.
I said, magic. Mom, that's my career. My career is that little hotspot draggy window thing.
And you drop the mouse and you put your arms up and you said, I'm out. And then she's clapping for you. It's pretty amazing. So have you ever fantasized about driving across the country to say somewhere like Florida while wearing a diaper?
No, but so I used to work at CVS in high school. So working in a pharmacy, I was stocking the shelves with the manager and these two old ladies came up to us and were like, can we ask you a question? We're going on a cross-country trip and we don't want to stop very much and we're looking at these Depends. Can you tell us a little bit about them? We just look at each other like, what the hell do we say in this situation? And then I was just picturing them driving across South Dakota or something. Hey, Edith, guess what?
It's really quiet.
It's really
there's no sounds.
Yeah, there's no music. They're not listening to music. It's just a silent
rumble.
A nod of approval. I know what just happened.
Yeah, there's some sniffs.
Keep driving.
So aside from wishing one day to be an astronaut, what is something else you might wish to be or do?
I want to be a congressman.
I don't think anybody's ever said that. That's a lie.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I'd say after seeing you with cut hair and a beard, I think you would want to be a grown boy again.
I want to be Jack. I want to be Robin Williams.
Jack Frost would be good. Is your middle name Jack, by the way? That'd be great. Robert Frost related at all?
No, but I was once on at a conference, and they had me down as Robert Frost.
Nice.
And so I got up on stage, and I said, guys, sorry about this, but you're going to be sorely disappointed. First of all, Robert Frost.
He's dead. He died.
Second of all,
two roads diverged into a wood, and I chose the one that went to responsive. Right. And then you're like, hey-o, and they just left. Speaking of, who do you identify with more? Robert Frost, Jack Frost, or Frosted Mini Wheats?
Oh, Frosted Mini Wheats, hands down. Yeah. Like, that is my fuel. We had maybe three or four different boxes of them. And now they, you know, if they get all crazy with the different shapes and sizes and flavors and stuff. So there's like cinnamon ones, there's giant ones, but then there's like ultra mini wheats where it's like mini, mini wheats.
I kind of want to travel like 10 years in the future to see like how crazy, like I wonder like how insane things will get like with Pizza Hut and their crust obsession. Or
in 10 years from now, we'll have Frosted Mini Wheats pizza.
What's inside this Frosted Mini Wheats? An entire universe. What's in it? It's dark matter. You get transferred to the ultimate multiverse where you'll go back to 1950 and just have regular Frosted Mini Wheats.
Yep.
So what gives you uncontrollable gas?
Avocados, bananas.
Have you ever had to fart while you were speaking on stage?
I've certainly had to pee very, very badly because I drink about like 3 gallons of water. And I'm like, when is the break? When is the break?
Well, now you're going to have, do I have to fart? I wonder if I could get one by and no one would hear.
Yeah, practical jokes at conferences messing with their livelihood would actually be really good.
So let's say Chris Coyer, Dave Rupert, and you walk into a bar. Who gets drunk and starts singing karaoke first?
Man, all three of us. We would do some, like, I don't know, Manic Monday. We wouldn't even need to get drunk. I think that we'd just go over to the karaoke bar.
So that's your I didn't know that was your theme song. And as a follow-up, be honest. Are you really only 17?
Yes. Yeah, now that I got my hair cut, I actually rolled back a couple more years. So I'm 15 now. So
what's your favorite time of day? Does it happen to be maybe 4:20?
Whenever you have a conversation with me, I'm sure everyone's thinking, like, when is he going to solicit me drugs? So I've actually gotten speaker feedback. So somebody said, Brad has too much of the stoner/bro vibe for me. And I've never said bro in my life. So there.
Except for just then, you just said bro. Have you ever been in a fist fight with a Yeti, perchance?
No, but I have been with a groundhog.
Is that another name for Dave Rupert?
No.
So Berg, as you know, means town. And when someone says, that's the pits, they mean it's the worst. So why are you living in the worst town?
Or the opposite of the worst town.
I think the jury's still out on that. Compose the perfect spam mail title.
Nigerian Viagra for free.
So last question. If Ethan Marcotte is the father of responsive design, does that mean that he is your dad?
It's gross to think about. Wait, that means that I'm the son of responsive design?
If he's the father of it and you're implementing it, so to speak, you know.
He's got a lot of sons and daughters then.
He does. He's like an NBA player.
Or Abraham.
His father Abraham is what you're calling
him. Yeah. As many responsive designers as there are stars in the sky.
We should all send him a Father's Day card.
Just a GIF.
Just an animated GIF. It would have, yeah,
a GIF of Charlton Heston from the Ten Commandments, like parting the Red Sea.
Signed all of the internet. Well, that's all my dum-dum questions. I hope they're a little bit different than what you usually get asked.
We talked so long, dog shit on the carpet, and now I have to clean it up. So thanks, Paul.
You're welcome. It's a good synopsis of what this podcast is.
Well, there you have it. That was my interview with Bro Dude. Astronaut, diaper expert, Bradley Frost. I do apologize for being a day late in posting this, but I do want to thank everyone for listening and sharing this show, and hint, hint, writing a review of the show on iTunes, hint, hint, or going to the website, recess.unitedpixelworkers.com, and going to each episode and leaving comments about said episodes. And telling all of your friends to do the same, where I might also interact with you and we can tell silly stories and make up things that aren't true. Also, if anyone is interested in a Pixel Recess t-shirt made by United Pixel Workers, I would love to hear from you. Compose a tweet, put @PixelRecess and something about wanting a t-shirt so that we can gauge the overall interest in perhaps making one. And if there's enough interest, we will do so and bring you details on how to get one. Anyway, Next week, our guest will be Brad Smith, the creator of Verbs. Until then, I hope all of you have a wonderful week.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.